Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Blah, 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 you know what time it is. They say life a bit tight tonight, boy, we diving in. We got Zach Amico, red dot, headshot, he's a sniper. The Puerto Rican point guard striking like a viper.
Lewis and Zach are back,
and they came to attack, spilling crack on the track, yeah.
Lewis and Zach are back,
yeah, the Zach Lane and rattlesnake spin straight facts, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lewis and Zach are back,
for the baby boy.
Lewis and Zach are back,
for them baby boys.
Lewis and Zach are back,
for them baby boys.
Lewis and Zach are back,
when they making noise.
You always hear about Kwanzaa in this season, and I don't know anything about it. So I went on CNN.com because I was just like looking at
I was hoping
holiday.
This story was. So I went on CNN to talk about Kwanzaa.
Yeah. Well, they have a story.
They had me on.
Wolf Blitzer. Now, Luis Gomez. Yeah. Luis J. Gomez.
I'm actually the darkest black person they've ever had on to discuss race in America.
They have a story, which is a non-black person's guide to Kwanzaa. Which is just racist.
Well, Kwanzaa's not. Yes. I don't think Kwanzaa.
Kwanzaa was invented in like 1967.
Yeah, Kwanzaa is not. It doesn't trace its roots back to Africa. It's an American holiday.
Yeah, it's an American holiday that was made up.
There's, I mean, Ann Coulter wrote an article called
"Spell It." They
Kwanzaa, a holiday from the FBI, which is a very funny article.
They keep on just adding A's to it.
I love that Ann Coulter has found a way to hate Kwanzaa. Which is, yeah. Like, how does that affect you?
Does she hate Kwanzaa?
No, but she wrote an article. It's funny. The Kwanzaa holiday from the FBI. I think what it was about is that people didn't really know what Kwanzaa was. You had all these white liberals running around going, yeah. It's historic, and Ann Coulter was basically like, you don't even know what it is.
Yeah. So she was saying in the article,
she was basically trying,
the problem is with the people on the right, they're very provocative sometimes, and when they do that, it's like, even if they're making a great point, it gets lost in, like, I watched a dude the other day.
Of course.
He was making a great point, but he kept on using the term soy boy, and it made me hate him. It's like, the soy boy is the new cuck, I guess, of 2018 going into it. So people that use, like, the key buzzwords,
well, it's like bug me. Owen Benjamin will say something that makes sense, and then he's like, I'm standing naked in my backyard, running in and out of my sauna because it raises testosterone. Levels. And you're like, I can't. You know what I mean? Like, wait a minute. What were you saying about the flat tax? Like, naked in the woods?
I love my wife, but I punch her in front of my son every day.
Yeah.
To let him know that we are also equal.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's just one of those things where it's like, anytime you let an ideology.
I love that those guys are all obsessed with that, too. It's like raising their testosterone level.
Yeah, that's what they want
to
do.
I get a blood test done every 6.5 hours to make sure my T levels are on point.
Because I'll turn gay. And then trans and then liberal. That's what happens.
That's the order.
Yeah, gay, trans, and then liberal.
Yeah.
Then I'll start talking about health insurance.
Like, really, it's like, does your dick get hard?
Yeah.
Then you're fine.
Right.
You don't need to worry about other shit than that.
I don't even understand the whole, I guess, as you get older, why would you want to raise your testosterone?
My brain thinking
levels?
Is diminishing. I need more testosterone.
Well, because there's
time to take fake pills sold by a guy who thinks he's a gorilla.
Yeah. I gotta take this powder. I want to keep thinking clearly.
Yeah, you must be using beta brain, Nick.
Yeah. Me? Yeah, okay. Probably.
Yeah,
that's where I get all my cuck ideas about tipping people.
So, yeah, but Kwanzaa, I didn't know anything about it. I had no idea.
Wait a minute.
What?
No.
I swear to God, I knew nothing. I knew nothing, dude.
No. Okay, go on.
I was one of these people who thought it was like some sort of African bush holiday.
Yeah.
Where the only thing that I knew that somebody told me recently.
Like all those African bush holidays we all know and love.
The month of February.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I call it the African bush month. No, but I had no idea. So this is a specific guide that will walk you through if you're a non-black person.
My favorite thing about Black History Month is when they're like, to confront all the like bullshit black people didn't invent anything propaganda that like white supremacists put out. They'll put out a list of things that black people have invented. But I feel like that's also racist propaganda because they're like, George Washington Carver, peanut butter. And it's like, that's the best one you got?
Yeah.
I mean, there's plenty of other shit you could choose. I think they deliberately chose like one of the shittiest things. To put that at the forefront, so it's like, kind of.
It's like all those lists are made by a white guy.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
A secret alt-right guy who's burrowed in. He's like, let me make these lists. Cotton balls.
Right.
Yeah, but when's the last time you were hanging out with a black guy and he's the one who came
up
with the idea?
He's inventing something?
Yeah, they're not inventing
something. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Every black guy I know has invented something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they all got a different way of getting through the turnstile.
Yeah, that's true.
Without swiping.
Shannon, go through the list. We're gonna learn about Kwanzaa today on the Real Ass Podcast.
Well, I saw one list one time that was like, you know, they do invent stuff, and the things on there were like, you know, the sewing machine.
I love
machine.
This. Don't assume every black person speaks Swahili.
I do.
I mean, that's my assumption.
Don't even assume the...
it's not a Hanukkah knockoff.
Yeah.
These are things no one ever thought.
Don't even assume just the black people who celebrate Kwanzaa.
Don't assume it's related to Jews. Yeah. I didn't.
I'm emphasizing the quote-unquote
Don't think
black...
the N in Kwanzaa stands for the N-word. It's not. I know I thought that.
Yeah.
I'm emphasizing the black people who celebrate Kwanzaa part because not all of us celebrate Kwanzaa. Blah, 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 whatever. Karenga, the professor who created the holiday in 1966, chose Swahili as a holiday's language.
We should put money on that.
Yeah.
Because it's one that isn't defined by a particular African region or tribe. Oh!
Yeah.
There we go. Okay.
Hakuna Matata, right? That's Swahili, right? Isn't it?
It is Hanukkah. It is the third day of Hanukkah. I know nothing. I know nothing about Hanukkah. Crash course in Hanukkah. What do I got to know? What's the number one thing? Let me try to guess about it. Can I guess about Hanukkah?
Yeah. Guess.
That's a good one.
This is going to be guessing Hanukkah facts.
I have no idea about Hanukkah.
It's time for Guess the Jews.
Guess the Jews. I like it. We should have a separate
drop
for that.
Ari Shaffir, when I first got to town, used to do this thing at the Comedy Store where he would go on stage late at night. You remember this, Kim? You were probably around for that. And he would be like, get to know a Jew. And they would just take questions from the audience, and they're all just the most ridiculously offensive questions, and he would answer them seriously. But yeah, let's hear what you think Hanukkah is.
What do we know about Hanukkah now? All right, so ready?
Okay.
It's 8 days of Hanukkah.
Mm-hmm. I would have said 12.
Wouldn't
have. Oh, that's Christmas. Yeah.
How many candles are on the menorah?
Is it 12?
No, it's
9.
Well, it's obviously not 12, Kim. Why would it be 12?
Because I had 12 in my head. I feel like it came from somewhere.
All right, yeah, 9.
It's 8.
9.
No.
Okay, why would you be all shitty like obviously not 12 when it's 8 days of Hanukkah, 9 menorah candles.
I don't know, it
candles.
Seemed excessive.
There's no connection
you're
to
right,
that.
You're right.
She just really wants the number 12 to be involved somehow.
So there's
how many Jews celebrate it? 12.
What else is there to know?
Why are there eight candles?
The ninth one. Why are there 8 days of Hanukkah?
Yeah.
I got this one.
You think you got it?
Yep.
You have the reason there's 8 days of Hanukkah.
Yep.
Can I guess? Hold on. Can I guess first?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because it's one for each night of celebrating the decimation of Jesus Christ.
That's what I would have guessed.
It's like they partied for 8 nights after they killed Jesus.
They tortured, the way they killed Jesus was very slowly, and it took eight days for him to die.
Yes.
That's
and then they
is that it, what it is for real?
No.
Oh. I was like, the Jew are darker people than I thought.
Yeah. Like, that's our holiday that we're wondering, why does everyone hate us?
Yeah, I was like, now I get it. I take it all back.
So the Jews were trapped, and they had enough oil to burn for one night, and it lasted 8 days, and it was a miracle.
Well, they weren't trapped, I don't think, right? It was they destroyed their temple. The Maccabees destroyed the Hebrew. The Maccabees were like, they were like the Puerto Ricans of the old times. You know, just going around, sacking people and shit.
Fuck yeah, dude.
We should get a Maccabee t-shirt.
Just fucking making people flinch, nut-checking Jews.
Yeah. They were stealing a lot of cars or whatever the cars were of the time.
I got no problem with the Maccabees.
Yeah, all right. Well, so they destroyed the temple, the great Jewish temple, and they...
Yeah, but what was the perspective of the Maccabees, though, about that
like,
temple?
Like, why did they destroy it?
Hold on, because there's two sides to every story, right? You know, what were the Jews...
Not according to the biblical stories, it's really just one. That's kind of the problem we get into with the Bible.
What were the Jews doing to the Maccabees?
Dude, I don't fucking know.
The Jews weren't doing nothing. Oh, the Jews were just at home.
We went minding our own business.
They were playing their music all out.
They were watching old reruns of Seinfeld. You know, they were eating Chinese food.
Oh, and the Maccabees, the loud Puerto Ricans just came and disrupted,
Would you stop playing fucking dreidel?
So the Maccabees rented a place above the temple, and they were playing that fucking Pitbull music you guys like.
Okay.
And the Jews kept like banging the top, and they were like, guys, we're trying to celebrate Hanukkah. Like, my l'amor!
La Cucaracha.
And they're like, oh, fuck these fucking Puerto Ricans. Yeah, that's basically, I think, I haven't read the Torah in a while, but I think that's what
something
it's.
Something like that. Okay.
Very
so,
similar.
So the Maccabees, they destroy the temple.
Right.
And the Jews are like, oh,
so
my God.
It's something like they needed a guy to go get help or something. And they only had enough, this guy went off to get help or something, but he only had enough oil in his torch or lamp or whatever to last for one day. And I think it lasted for 8 days.
Is this why it's rumored that Jews like to stretch things out as well, right, and they could stretch a dollar?
Exactly. So, I mean, literally the whole holiday revolves around a bargain.
Saving
them
oil.
Them being really stingy with their oil.
They weren't being stingy, dude. I'm saying they didn't have enough, and the oil lasted.
Well, he obviously had enough. He fucking...
Yeah, they just blew it out every few hours, and they're like,
wow. And to this day, if you guys would give up your fucking oil...
I think you have the wrong Middle Easterners confused there. There's not a lot of oil in Israel. But yeah, it's still oil is still very important.
Yeah.
You know, that's the only thing that keeps the Puerto Ricans at bay.
But what was the importance of
that's
the
not
oil?
True. They
though.
Have plenty of gasolina.
That's true.
Who cares about the oil for the candles? Why do they need the candles? Just go to sleep when it's dark.
I mean, that is a good point.
Why do you need to fucking
Rabbi Congdon did maybe sort of break this down in an interesting way.
Yeah, just fucking hang out during the day, and then you can save all the oil, and then you don't use any oil.
Well, then they're going to be circumcising babies with their teeth in the dark. Which
I mean, that's a
dangerous
thing.
Way unsanitary. More dangerous, yeah.
You know how
they might
actually
suck their finger.
Yeah. You know how much light you need to accurately poke the hole in that little bagel right in the center.
We're still talking about circumcision, by the way.
You have to use your canine to make sure it's a small incision.
Yeah, poke a hole in a little bagel.
So
that's why they needed the significance of the eight candles. Uh-huh. It's only enough oil for one candle, and they had it for 8 days. Okay, all right, what else? So why is it... I feel like the gifts were just copying Christmas.
100%.
Right?
100%. Yeah.
Kids on Christmas were getting gifts.
And I mean, the whole holiday, I mean, like, I'm not even remotely religious, but the whole holiday is completely insignificant until the Christian kids were all happy and the Jewish kids were sad. And they're like, all right, how about we have a little fake Christmas thing? Yeah. And then somehow we got to do 8 days of it. But the problem is, unless you grew up in New York, no one, like, gives you those days off school, so it fucking sucks.
Yeah, and nobody also gives you...
respect.
Yeah, well, also the gifts aren't
as
much fun.
Yeah, you don't get 8 good gifts. You get one, and then
the rest shitty gifts.
Yeah. Day one, it's frankincense and myrrh.
Well, that's kind of how Christmas is, too. Like, we only got, like, seven shitty things and one big thing.
No.
Yeah.
Your mom wouldn't give you all the stamps in one gift. It would sort of stretch them out.
Christmas was like...
hot lunch coupons you wouldn't get.
Cafe con leche on the first day.
You would get, you know, a fucking shit ton. I mean, when I was a little kid, I used to get like a shit ton of stuff. Like, a little kid.
Yeah. Well, because it's all cheap.
$100 worth of toys. Yeah, it is. But
Christmas is obviously more fun. I mean, it's just a much more cool holiday. You guys get the advent calendars and
dreary
shit.
And dark. I feel like when... You know, you think about Hanukkah, it's not like fun. It's just
Jewish holidays are not fun.
I think about
fun.
Spinning
They're
that fucking
miserable.
Dreidel and sitting in with the candle.
Well, the dreidel's fun. What do you have? You don't have like a Christian game, do you? No.
What are you talking about?
You don't have a fucking Christian game. We have our own.
Yeah, we get drunk and do karaoke and shit.
Yeah. Touch little boys.
All right. I'll grant it. You
smoke
know,
pot
but...
with my family members.
I know, but I'm saying like the dreidel people make fun of like it's lame, but you guys don't have a
what is the dreidel?
Do you have a little
game?
Christmas game.
You
to
don't
play?
Have like we have a little our own game of Jewish craps. You know what I mean?
What is
like
the dreidel game?
It's a gambling game.
It's a gambling game.
What, depending on what side it lands on, you get the chocolate.
Yeah, it's like a dice that spins.
It's for chocolate.
Or it could be for money, but they play for chocolate money.
Chocolate coins.
That's where the chocolate coin reference came from. Wow, I'm learning so much.
Where did you
grow up? Gelt.
Yeah.
Where did you grow up?
Florida.
Which is like Jew
fucking
capital.
Fucking Jew capital. How do you not know anybody?
The United States.
I don't know. I didn't
She
know
also
any.
Grew up in the sticks of Florida. It wasn't like Miami
we
or
have well
Fort Lauderdale.
Still where
or,
I live.
Yeah.
Me too,
or where
actually.
My parents live. Yeah, it's like... Tiny.
The joke that I always do about Florida is Southern Florida is nothing but gays, blacks, Latins, and Jews, and then Northern Florida is people who hate gays, blacks, Latins, and Jews.
Exactly. And I was right in the middle, like on the line.
Where's Mickey Mouse?
Yeah.
She only hates gays and blacks.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So
2 out of 3.
All right. So what else is there to know about Hanukkah? So we got dreidel out of the way. We know why there's 8 candles.
It's just sort of like, I will say this about the, you know, what you say like in the beginning, like, do you not like the Christian songs? Or I mean, not the Christian, the Christmas songs. Like, I just think they should spice them up. Like, throw in the fucking Jewish ones, you know, too, because it's
what
just.
Are some
I know Jewish songs.
Dreidel, 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 I made you out of clay.
And
dreidel,
this one.
Dreidel, yeah. Dreidel, I will play.
Avenu shalom aleichem.
Yeah, there's that one. Yeah,
I knew that one, see?
I knew so little about.
They made us sing that one in elementary school. I didn't know what the fuck it was.
They made us sing dreidel, and I felt like I was betraying my religion. As the words spilled out of my mouth, I was like, what are we doing here? I mean, what's going on right now? And I did it, and I had no problem with it. I remember the first time I even like remember meeting a Jewish kid. It was Barbara Ann Wittenberg in the sixth
grade. You went hard. You went right Jew.
Barbara Ann was pretty Jewy, right?
And her name was Israel von Dreidel Schlein.
Big fat meaty titties.
What I did was I had cut strips of black construction paper and I made them into like curly cues, and then I put them by my ears, and I went, "Oh look, oh I'm a Jew,
dude,
I'm a Jew."
You should come to my neighbor. My neighborhood where I live is like all dudes like that. And this guy's got his Jeep tricked out with a big menorah on top, and he's just driving around blasting those songs.
That guy's awesome. So I did that, and I not realizing there was any real Jews. I only knew from Muncie, which was like an area in
Rockland, that's crazy Jewish,
highest like Hasidic Jewish population in the world.
What?
And so I was like just sort of making this joke because we had driven by them and fucking sneered at them when we were kids, and then
they're like city Amish.
It's awful.
And then my mom, or
they
my,
are city Amish.
Yeah, they are.
They're Amish with no farming skills.
Oh, it's horrible.
Well, I didn't even get it at first.
And then Barbara Ann Wittenberg was like, because I'm going, "Oh, look, I'm a Jew. And Barbara Ann Wittenberg was like, "Yeah, I'm Jewish, you fucking asshole."
Dude.
And I'm like, "What? Oh, okay. You know, I'm just kidding. You know, here, do you want them?"
You put them on her nipples.
Well, that'd be so great if you would have stayed in character. Like, "Louis, I'm Jewish." You're like, "Oy vey."
Okay, today's show is brought to you by YoDelta, YoDelta.com. They make incredible Delta-8 THC products. So if you're over the age of 21 years old and in a state where Delta-8 is legal, which I believe is almost every state in the country now, you really need to go grab your Delta-8 THC from YoDelta.com.
And you guys know what Delta-8 is. It's something found in hemp that can be legally shipped to almost every state, and it gets you high. YoDelta has an excellent mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs. But let me tell you from personal experience, Delta-8 works, and these products need to be taken responsibly.
Right now, just go to YoDelta.com. They have vapes, gummies, they have everything you need. Grab your vapes and gummies from YoDelta this holiday season, and when you check out, use the promo code GAS, that's G-A-S, you're going to save 25% off your order. It's already really affordable, but why not save an additional 25% and have Delta 8 shipped right to your door? YoDelta.com. All right, where were we? All right, let's go. Let's get our first song going, guys. Come on. And you don't have to. They don't have to see the lyrics. We can just sing the song, and you can bring up different Christmas images during it for the fans. Like maybe different versions
Dasher
of Rudolph.
And Dancer.
Oh, Jay, you're doing
and Prancer and Vixen. Yeah, I'm doing the Boys of Empire. We talked about Comet and Cupid.
Oh yeah,
Donner, Blitzen, all y'all niggas. If you recall the most famous reindeer of them all.
He talks really too slow.
You have to get sexier and slower.
Yeah, go back one page. I'm going to do it as slow as he does it. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all?
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows
like a light bulb. Yeah.
All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names.
Silly
like
faggot.
You'd never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games.
Like nigger knocking.
Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to
say, he's gonna make him earn it.
His underwear.
Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him,
hypocrites,
as they shouted out with glee,
whoopee!
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history
like Attila the Hun.
A foggy Christmas Eve.
They're extending it.
Oh, because they were like, yeah, all right. Do songs, Karen. Shake your butt.
Won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
There's a whore on top of
it. How the reindeer loved him.
Under the radar, great at this.
As they shouted out with glee.
Well, by the way, it really is a story of like, well, we need him now, so be cool.
Oh, he's great. Oh, you're great. Weirdo.
No, you're awesome. Oh, hey, dude, would you mind leading the charge here through this foggy night?
Yeah. Oh, dear God, I hope Rudolph crashes directly in the side of a mountain.
Yeah.
Ironically, well, Christmas would be ruined, but worth it, right?
His nose goes on the fritz.
Just scrapes his nose off. It's just like when you kill a lightning bug, you just scrape it on the ground.
Hold it. Yeah, I got Rudolph's nose. Wah, wah, wah. Wah.
Did they just find the nose like the black box on an airplane?
The only thing that survived was the blinking
and
nose.
Then they'll use Artie.
And Artie can guide the sleigh after Rudolph.
Artie the flat-nosed reindeer had a really weird gross nose. And if you ever saw it, like, Artie, you have enough money to go to a doctor and get that fixed.
Yes.
I think they can make fake cartilage if you go overseas. Artie the flat nose weirdo, fix that motherfucker, please.
Shit, we love Artie, by the way.
My favorite thing
I love
about
Artie. One of
my
I'm so worried about him.
My favorite thing about Artie's flat nose is watching black people react to it. Like, they're just finding out.
It made
Artie
its way
is
to World Star.
Yeah, it's
no,
just,
no, it didn't.
It's
yeah
just comments.
It's,
like,
it's him in court.
They react to Artie's nose like they do magic tricks.
Oh, no, it's great. It's just
oh,
shit,
no,
like,
nigga, it's flowing. It's flowing. It's,
yeah.
It's just simple shit. Like, nigga looks like Squidward.
I'll tell you what, you know how black people react to magic? If you literally, if you took Artie's nose and, like, pulled it out to make it look normal, and you go, hey, black guys, look at this. Oh, damn! Oh. Hell no!
He the devil. He the devil.
I don't know what surgery.
Artie looks like he just blow on a thumb and it would just pop out.
I don't know why. If it's empty inside, why doesn't he do something about, like, you know, like puff
Artie,
it out?
Artie's,
you know,
nose,
I mean, yeah,
is soulless.
I bet he's thought about this.
Oh, I'm sure.
So? I'm sure he's been considering his options.
Just maybe he should hire somebody with a string,
put two thimbles or something.
That always stands 10 feet ahead of him and pulls it a little bit.
I said, put a couple of thimbles in his nose or something. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
That's hard to see.
How?
It looks like a ghost is pressing him on his nose.
It looks like a Muppet. Like a Muppet character.
What happened, though? How does that happen?
He actually just carried a pane of glass in front of him at all times.
That's exactly it. He looks like a hockey player.
Just ran into it like a cat.
I can't.
He carries a pane of glass in front of him at all times.
Oh, he's like, it's like a freeze frame of somebody getting punched in a movie.
It's so weird. Yeah. Yeah, phantom camera.
Did you ask how that happened?
Yeah, how
he
does
was just
that,
having
like,
fun.
How does that
he
happen?
He had a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, great
he
fun.
He thumbed his nose right off.
Oh, it's
didn't
from a
he
good
accidentally
time
snort broken glass?
It wasn't accidentally. It was very on purpose.
He snorted on purpose broken glass.
It was called 1980 Awesome.
He broke up pills with a salt shake.
But no. That the deviated the broken down septum like that is from using cocaine drug for years and years. It's not just one time.
Well, coke, heroin glass too. He snorts heroin.
Yeah, but I'm saying, how does that happen?
You'll see
where
it,
actually
you look it up.
He has no
in
septum.
If,
he has,
you know what I mean?
He has no septum.
So wait, just all of a sudden, like, you wake up one day like that, or you do like a line and it just collapse? Do you
know
what I mean? Like,
funny,
what's the line?
I don't
from
even
nose
know what
happened.
There was a moment, right, where it has to like go from being a normal nose.
Sure, but there's no one really there.
Because like a few days ago, he wasn't like that.
Hanging out with him, you just watch it go.
Yeah. Artie. What? Something different? What happened? He goes, do I have a white head?
What, is there something in my eye?
What is it? He goes, what is that? I have cake or something? Cake right here? He goes,
your nose just imploded.
It just fucking
looks like he's about to go to another universe, but that's the beginning. He goes,
looks like somebody put a vacuum cleaner up his ass. No!
Ah, shit. Is it hack now to talk about how yes Die Hard is not a Christmas movie?
Yeah.
I think it is, right?
It's a little it's bit well trod. We could talk about it, but it is well trod.
I tweeted it last night, and I thought this was the most original thought ever. I was like, fuck anyone who says Die Hard's a Christmas movie, and there's memes and shit. People
yeah
are like,
yeah, they lose their yeah fucking minds. Yeah. It's like,
it's hot.
I'm
hot
happy to talk
sandwich
about it.
You know?
I don't care what people
I mean
think.
Both
of
that, sides but are just lame at this point. It's like anyone that posts, like, my favorite Christmas movie, Die Hard. It's like, all right, well, that's not a personality.
That's
yeah
a, yeah, that's like a
yeah,
just,
it's an
I don't know
yeah
how
you're
to,
absorbing the ether. Yeah.
I can't put my finger on why that person sucks.
Yeah, it's
but
yeah,
that person
they,
sucks
rage, yeah,
because they don't have a thought. They have a reaction. This is like this yeah is the button I hit right now.
Yeah,
like that's it. They're useless.
Yeah, and it's like,
fucking,
it's like
they
Die Hard. It's like the knock knock joke of Christmas movies. Like yeah it's it makes no
it's
sense.
Someone who doesn't have the courage to fail. Like,
and it's just hoping that people are going to engage in it and be angry. It's going like, what do you think about that? And then hoping you get an angry response.
Die Hard's not a Christmas movie. I'll tell you why. Okay, and I'll say this right now.
We are just going to do it.
We're
huh
going to do it anyway. but not only that, I want to say Die Hard, Gremlins. They're saying Gremlins is a Christmas movie.
I feel the Christmas theme is a lot more prevalent in Gremlins.
Lethal Weapon, they're saying it's a Christmas movie.
I didn't even know that took place. Does that take place during
yeah
Christmas?
Yeah, he almost kills that guy in his front yard at Christmas.
Yeah, so... Yeah.
Just because like, it takes place at Christmas time, I don't think that should automatically be a Christmas movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you can make that movie happen in August and it makes almost no difference, I think it's
if
just...
Christmas doesn't play something central to the theme.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, yeah. I completely agree.
I'm going to give Lethal Weapon Christmas movie because it's starring Mel Gibson and he hates Jews.
That is true.
So
that is true. It's a prequel to
He loves one of them.
Now, well, but Gremlins, doesn't the kid's dad die dressed as Santa in the chimney?
Yes, so, Christmas is a recurring theme
in
the movie.
I don't remember, is that central to the film's plot?
No, it doesn't happen during the movie. It's her story. So I had a fucking... Okay. My son loves Gremlins, and there's a scene in the movie where Phoebe Cates, she talks about how her father... Oh, she was so hot back in the day.
Jesus.
She talks about how her father... the reason she found out... James isn't out there, right? And the audio's not on? I just want to make sure. The reason she found out that...
Santa's not real! Santa's not real! Santa's not real!
The reason she found out...
My little black...
The reason she found out that Santa wasn't real. I'm gonna give everyone. Is there a bomb for everyone? Y'all bombed.
I think that was just.
I'm trying to say weird things to my kid.
You like, we knew he wasn't like, there first.
Is it
first.
Is it talk about Die Hard as a Christmas movie? Then you put a bomb explosion into your. Keep them coming. Traffic on the 405 is looking a little ridiculous.
First
today.
Of all, Shane, my soundboard is ironically hack. I don't think you realize what I'm going for here. It's irony.
Ironically.
Okay, this
and
is
if
not...
we soundboard, it's because Lewis is ironically hack.
Nice vest, dork.
This is what I love about Lewis, is he watched me and Zach watch him make sure his kid wasn't in the room first before he made those comments.
That's terrible.
And he still got angry about it.
Terrible.
That's terrible. Sweet. I like that you did that. That's nice. That's terrible. Sweet. Yeah.
So, no, but the reason that Phoebe Cates' character found out that Santa wasn't real was because she tells a story about how her dad was missing for like 2 days on Christmas and nobody knew where he was. And then they're sort of smelling something coming from the chimney. And then they pulled out his carcass because he dressed up as Santa and they pulled his dead carcass. He
this.
Broke his neck. Yeah. It's for no reason. Like, it's like Gizmo's like being all cute and the grandma's like, la, 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 la. And then they do a sad, fucked up scene, a really morbid scene for no reason in the middle of the movie.
That's in
you know, that was written by a guy. They're like, do we really want him punching this up? And like, right. And some of
it's, like, look, it's dark. Is this the scene? Guy, you can pull it up. It's fine.
Dad wasn't home. Mom called the office. No answer. Christmas Day came and went, and still nothing. So the police began a search. 4 or 5 days went by. Neither one of us could eat or sleep. Everything was falling apart. It was snowing outside. The house was freezing, so I went to try to light up the fire. And that's when I noticed the smell.
My son's.
My dad's.
Right now, what?
Fireman came and broke through the chimney.
It's like she's rehearsing the lines the way she's saying these. It's like,
she's not doing this well.
No.
And instead, they pulled out my father.
What? I was just doing a dramatic scene. The puppeteer had to feign sadness with the gizmo puppet.
We didn't give the cute one a sad face. Can we make it green?
Can we throw
it's
some
still smiling? You're right.
Let's throw some eyebrows on Gizmo so
his
we can tell
sad
how it
face
feels.
His ears go down, but he's still smiling.
The cat dolls. It looks a little happy for this.
Oh shit!
See, I had forgotten the timeline of Gremlins. I always thought Gizmo was a Christmas gift. But he's a birthday gift, right?
No, he's a Christmas gift.
Is he?
Yes, but it's not necessary. Like,
Can you do the movie without that?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
I think you could do Home Alone
without
Christmas,
that story.
To be honest with you. Home Alone.
You need them all to go somewhere, though.
Vacation, family vacation.
Yeah, yeah.
They're rich. You see that house?
Yeah,
those
great.
Motherfuckers
I watched it the
go
other day.
Two vacations
that
per
movie
year.
Is still good.
I've been to that
Can
house.
Can I point out that house? That house would be a fucking $1 billion. That is the nicest house I've ever seen
in
my entire life.
I've been
to
that house about 5 times. Those people should have a restraining order on me. When I lived in Chicago, I would just ride. It was about an hour and 20 minute bike ride away. So during the pandemic, just to get some exercise, ride to the Home Alone house, hang out in front of it for a bit.
I'll never be allowed to be with this many people again.
Yep.
You know, I want to move on because I do want to talk about this amateur rapper killing 5 and injuring 40 while driving through a Christmas parade. That's fun.
This is what happens when you celebrate Christmas too early.
It is true.
Let's see.
You gotta wait till after Thanksgiving.
Is that it? Is that the rule for you? No, no
some
Christmas
people
decorations.
Get, I don't get so mad about it. I would drive through a crowd of people, but like, yeah, I think you gotta wait till after Thanksgiving to put
I
the tree
I think it
up.
Should be yeah, the tree the day after Thanksgiving should be the tradition, and I don't think that's anybody's specific tradition.
I think the beginning of Christmas is the end of the Macy's Day Parade when Santa Claus comes.
Yeah.
That should be the that's the start.
That's Christmas is here. Santa has arrived. I agree. I like it. I completely agree. What happened here? What is this Christmas parade, first of all?
Oh, what is the parade?
Yeah, it's in Wisconsin.
Yes. Aisha.
Yeah, so I can tell you a little bit about the guy. His name is Daryl Brooks Jr. He's 39. He's an amateur rapper. He had just been he had just posted bail on November 19th of $1,000 on charges of battery, disorderly conduct, bail jumping, and resisting an officer. They believe that possibly on the day that he drove the car through the crowds, that he was fleeing a knife attack, but that hasn't been confirmed yet. I can show you a video of him driving through the crowd.
Let's see.
I want to listen to one of his songs.
I have one.
Kill all the white people with my truck. Kill all the white people.
God.
I mean, I hate parades too.
To be honest with you, if there's one thing that I want to see a truck driven through,
it's a parade.
Just a fucking high school,
right?
Fucking a bunch of high school marching bands, the best in their counties,
right? Some local coos. They made the queen of the fucking Thanksgiving festival.
I play quick, Shannon. For God's sake.
Oh, it's stopped in the video. It's a different video than I watched this
morning.
There
is a version that they're playing on mainstream media that like stops right before the car hits anybody.
Yeah, because it's really fucking horrific.
It is annoying.
Watching these people get mowed down.
It's bad that it's
70
that,
miles.
It's that From Above Grand Theft Auto 3.
Yes, that's what it feels like. Uh-huh. He would have had 4 stars on him at that point. It went from 0 stars to 4 stars.
When he takes out just one row of people holding floats and the other people float away.
Take out the flute players because they're like all the popular girls in high school.
I have one of his rap
or like
videos.
Music.
Oh, can we? I want to buy his album now. I mean, definitely, this is a great way to get your shit out. Was he playing his? Oh yeah, here we go.
Is that his eyebrow? Oh no, that's a tattoo.
You know what I hate? Parades, motherfucker. Parades,
don't celebrate
motherfucker.
Christmas too early.
Serenade, motherfucker. My parade, motherfucker.
See my parade. I'm going to be mowing you down in my Escalade.
It's not a charade.
It's not a charade.
Y'all going to get played?
I like drinking 2-Punch Minute Maid.
Don't celebrate Christmas till you see.
I can't believe you didn't think to say Kool-Aid.
Till you see Santa Wade.
Rap battle lost. That's his truck too. That's the truck he
no,
used to
wasn't,
kill everybody.
Wasn't.
Had to be. It's a red
oh,
truck.
It's a red
yeah,
truck.
Yeah,
he's
the same
that's
one.
That's his other red truck, Lewis. That's his four other. Red, he's an amateur rapper.
I got nothing but red trucks.
People know 2 things about me. I love red trucks and I hate parades.
This could be gang related. I see some handkerchiefs.
I
over
see
there.
A lot of red. Maybe he is with the Bloods or the Crips.
Well, he definitely turned people into a lot of Crips.
All right. Can we, do we have the...
Maybe he thought it was a Christmas parade.
Like you got a Christmas parade.
Merry Christmas, motherfucker.
Christmas.
Like
man, there sure are a lot of elderly people and children at this Crips parade.
I feel like Scottie Pippen when I'm here. I just go, you're just dunking it, you motherfucker. Michael Jordan, motherfucker.
Is there any other video?
Wait, I think so. Hold on.
There's plenty of video. There's so many videos of this guy killing everybody.
I mean, all I want to do is see a video of this guy killing people, and I cannot.
Here's a good one.
I cannot.
This is a good one. Yeah, there's one. Like you can see like the little kids watching, too. I think a couple of kids got killed, too.
Really?
Seven so people.
You know, those kids shouldn't have been there. They should have stayed home. Who's letting these kids come out?
Whoa.
Jesus.
Oh, what a shitty.
Wait, I didn't
what
even
a shitty.
See
right through the
camera
on girls. Was he also working the camera while driving?
I gotta get this.
Oh, shut up, lady. Shut up, white Karen.
Jesus.
All right, get over it. Yeah, it's bad.
Is.
So they're thinking that this is some sort of retaliation because it happened in Wisconsin. I mean, it's something that's pretty close to what happened, but it could just be the news just happened to be reporting on it and it just happened to be in Wisconsin.
Did they arrest the guy?
Yeah, they arrested him. Right. They did. Well, they have him in custody. They haven't arrested him yet. They're holding him for questioning.
Because he could just say it was an accident.
Yo, I saw a goat.
That's what I would do. Like, I would I regularly murder people with my car and be like, oh, dude, I lost control.
Yeah.
Question, was he playing the same music as the parade, but a lot faster, and he didn't understand parade etiquette?
Dude. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Hey, Christmas tree, did you get one?
I have a fake one.
Yeah, we do fake, bro.
Really?
But I have a very, very nice fake Christmas tree that's pre-strung with the lights. It looks very real. Like, it's beautiful. It's an expensive ass Christmas tree.
This is supply chain issues. We got one. It's not very good. We paid $175 and you could see through it.
Real tree or fake tree?
Real tree. They're getting you. They got to bring them in from Canada now. This is a big problem. Yeah. Supply chain issues.
Yeah, I got the fake one a few years ago. It's just, I don't like all the fucking pine needles in my house.
It's a good plan. And then you use it over and over.
Yep.
Yeah.
Simple as that. Don't have to string the lights, which is the most annoying.
Lights are already on it.
Mm-hmm.
They're more prone to
fire. Put it out.
Trees don't catch on fire anymore.
Stick
right?
in the things. That's it.
No, it'll be like, it kind of undoes, like, does yours undo like an umbrella kind of?
Yeah, so it's three sections. And then
one, two, three.
And they pull down and you
fluff it.
Yeah.
What am I fucking doing? I spent 6 hours.
Shannon, pull up my Christmas tree from last year, please, on my Instagram. Show Aaron what a nice tree. I just moved yesterday or 2 days ago. My new place looks fucking great. It really looks great. Like, I don't want to trash my girlfriend. All right.
what does that mean? What happened? She ruined
hot girls
it?
Are just retarded.
She ruined
I don't know. No, she didn't ruin anything. She's great.
Yeah. Did she
She's
pick great. A different room for herself? Do you think it's excessive? Does she have half the house?
Hot girls are just...
No.
Wow, man.
They're retarded. There's no other way to describe it. And I love her. And she's great. And she's not retarded, actually. But she might be.
I say on stage all the time, my wife is fucking retarded, and she gets so upset, and then I'm like, just, here's a mirror, just look, you're retarded. I love her, but she's fucking, women's brains are made of squirrel droppings and tissue paper. Yeah. They can't take stuff in, they don't have logic.
They don't have leadership skills. This is what I'm expecting her to do.
Scott does the right thing, because he has a powerful girlfriend, and he knows to keep his mouth shut.
Well, yeah, she's just like, she's kind of like a dude.
Look at my tree, look at my tree.
It's a nice fucking tree. That's from last year. Shannon, can you bring up my tree on my Instagram? That's a great tree. Tell it's not real.
It's a fake tree. It's a beautiful tree.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, girl.
You got a fake tree, too.
Girls don't have
my whole life.
Women don't have leadership skills. Right, so this is why women don't
you can teach them,
but that's not a leader.
In what situation do you need her to be the leader?
That is beautiful.
Though. Thank you.
That does beautiful. Look nice, and where it is in the room is really nice too.
That's really nice. So I have to lead her into leading, which is crazy.
Yeah,
and then I get angry because I'm going like, well, I need you to take charge. I don't need me to be in charge of you being in charge. That's crazy. That is not leading. You can't teach to lead. Leading is leading. You're either a leader or you're not a leader. There's no fucking leadership courses.
And what was she supposed to be leading? Your move?
Just like reading instructions?
I said...
What's this word?
Here's what I said. I was like, look, I can't... It's our move. It's not my move, Zach. Don't fucking condescend me.
Look at it. It's our move.
Yeah.
It's our move. I said, I need you to manage the tedious details of the move.
Did you say it exactly like
that? Yeah. And I was like, I will pay for movers.
Yeah.
I will pay for packers.
Jeez.
All you have to do is manage these people.
That shit don't fly in my house.
I mean, it was like I asked a cat to be in charge of a move.
Meow. Ding dong.
You pack his box? No, I shit in it.
It was like movers are here.
Yes. 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 Up one's black. She's under the fridge. She's under the fridge. She's under the fridge.
Sir, where'd you want this couch?
She'll be out in 2 or 3 days. Just leave food by there.
Babe. Will you unpack the kitchen? Meow. Meow. Oh, fuck, dude.
You can't. I'm going
to
explain
but
this.
But it's my fault because if I were talking to a cat in the kitchen, be like, okay, so.
You know the cat's not going to get it done.
You'd be like, Lewis.
So you're the idiot.
I'm the idiot. Yeah. I'm the retard. Yeah. If you go walked in and I'm just talking to my cat, be like, all right, so I need you to contact the cable company tomorrow. And I'm telling to the cat. Mm. You'd be like, Lewis.
The cat's looking at how hot it is on the computer. Meow. Meow. Checking emails.
You would be like, dude, what are you doing? Why are you talking to the cat and expecting this cat to be able to handle this? It's a cat. Let it be a cat. Yeah. That's what you would say to me.
Yeah.
So I'm crazy for treating this cat like it's a CEO.
Why didn't you tell them where to put that box, cat?
Yeah.
If you're into Asian chicks, and this is going to sound hateful, but... You know, you are...
I didn't mean it like... It's not just Asian girls. The enemy. I'm saying you see it a lot.
You're right, like, about that, though. There, like, is something weird about guys that are into Asian chicks.
Old white dudes.
I'm not saying
it's a certain type of Asian
chick. I'm not saying if you fuck an Asian chick or if you're willing to be with an Asian chick or even if you're dating an Asian chick, that's fine. I'm just saying if your thing... Like, I knew a dude who, like, his thing was Asian chicks.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something...
Some dudes have things like that.
That's weird, though.
I'm dating an Asian chick.
I was just going to say.
That's weird.
But
some
not
guys
my,
have things.
It's not my thing.
You're
I love her. What the fuck? Jesus Christ. Well, pull her up. Let's see. How old is she?
I didn't know you were dating an Asian chick.
Yeah, yeah.
How big are her feet?
You couldn't
She's
tell
22, but she looks six, so you know.
Doggy, first of all, I had no idea you were dating an Asian chick, but let me ask
She's
you a question.
She's American.
Do you have...
Now I'm on my fucking heels. What the fuck?
No, you're okay. Do you have a thing? Is that like what you will go for every time?
No, that's what I'm saying. I understand exactly what you're talking about. There are dudes that have things like that.
Yes.
The things are weird.
Yeah. Yes, that's the fucking weird part.
We just happen to meet and fall in love. I'm all over the place.
I'm like
United Nations, baby. I love everybody.
I casually dated an Asian chick a couple years ago.
Casually.
Okay, well, we hooked
up. Would you wear jeans a lot?
When I say date...
Why are you wearing bootcut jeans again? Garamiz?
Casual.
Is that your Asian?
What was that?
Yeah. What's that, you do so many good voices.
Oh, are you? No, don't do that. What are you doing?
Sorry, I'm sorry.
Thanks. What's wrong with you?
My boyfriend is taking me to Paris.
That's French, you idiot.
Paris.
Well, no, she said.
Folly, you're taking me to Paris.
Paris.
Thank you so much, Folly.
Somebody get Adult Swim on the phone. Huh? Yeah. Over here.
All right, let's get some French. Let's get some French music. We're gonna. This is Foley and his girlfriend at a French restaurant, ordering their first lunch. They just got here. They're a little jet lag.
I'm the waiter.
You're the waiter. Okay. I'm his girlfriend.
It's gonna be steak frites. I can tell you that, boys.
Yeah. Let's get some French cafe music.
Hello, welcome to Au Bon Pain. C'est Emile Au Bon Pain.
Au Bon Pain.
Would you like a Chinese menu? I have a Mandarin menu if you would like.
Who's that, me or her? I'm not standing for this.
That you have to, ridiculous. That you have to expose me from Tommy.
You have to talk it to my boyfriend.
That's French.
That's her.
Who am I, with Peter Sellers? Hanging out with the Pink Panther?
This stinks.
Oh, miss you.
Yeah, it does.
She's Filipino-American.
Do you have any, maybe...
No, we do not have a croque madame, monsieur. And I also have a roche sauce and sausage.
His French is okay.
Monsieur Folly, welcome back, Monsieur Folly. Would you like the usual? 7 baguettes and a pound of yogurt.
He's on fire.
He's a talented kid.
A pound of yogurt. It's only... a good piece of business.
I love it. What's the plan? How long are you staying in France?
Going to be there till the 3rd of January. We're leaving the 26th, hopefully.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I want to go to Paris.
First trip, never been out of the country.
Never out of the what? Country. You never... are trash.
Trash. I just got my passport this summer. First time.
Deep down trash. Never even been to Canada.
Never been to Canada.
That's crazy.
Wow.
That's
never crazy. Been to Canada.
So whose idea was France?
She's always wanted to go. She's always wanted to go at Christmas time. To be honest with you, you know, the podcast started doing some numbers. We were out at a dinner. I was drunk, and I said, hey, we're going to go to Paris for Christmas. Fucking shot myself in the foot.
What a now terrible time to go.
Oh, I'm hemmed up.
It's probably expensive as hell.
Expensive. We're fucking tap-toeing. Fucking,
it's going to be freezing.
It's going to be freezing. Fuck. Fucking COVID. Get locked down. Fucking who the fuck knows?
Now, you should
I'm freaking
can
out.
Can I say? Can I give you a piece of advice?
Postpone it?
Postpone it.
Can't.
Right now? Yeah, you can.
Nah,
why?
Can't.
Why can't you?
There's too many wheels in motion. She's too excited. She wants to go. I can't do it.
Listen.
Because the Christmas thing is a big thing.
They're going to shut it down. And I'm concerned about this with Jamaica. Luckily, Jamaica, the only source of income they have, because we're going January 24th and 28th.
Give a fuck.
They just got tourism.
We're not closing, boy. We're open. What do you mean I'm the crowd? May not care.
The pineapples are ripe. They're open for business. Let's
they
go.
Aren't shutting Jamaica down. Now, there's going to be restrictions. They're going to be, but they are not shutting down tourism, because if they shut down tourism, the island, that's it. It's done. There's nothing else they have.
France don't want us there to begin with.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want my fat ass walking.
I think France would be incredible in like June, July. Like, you go during the summer, it's fucking beautiful weather. The French Riviera, you drink some fucking wine.
Of course. Well, here's the thing, we're both big Christmas people. She really loves Christmas. She wants to see Paris at Christmas time. Why is that funny?
Because you're an adult.
I can't enjoy the holidays.
I'm looking for Santa Claus.
Do you know the voices the whole fucking time?
That's what I do, you fucking knucklehead.
2 hours long. I can't sit next to this fucking guy.
That was just my regular voice.
So what'd you eat for Christmas dinner? What you snacking on Christmas dinner?
I mean, to be honest, I smoked up a bunch of sativa yesterday.
Nice.
Had an edible.
Okay.
I made a smoothie.
All right. She was like, there's tons of weed in the smoothie.
Yeah.
Said, all right. Keep on going.
Yeah. Some black tar heroin.
And then for dinner, we just got some like vegan, like Thai delivered.
Some vegan Thai delivered. So that is, you know, it's chill, not very festive. Not very festive. That could have been any Sunday.
But I don't have any children. I don't have a pet. I don't have a significant other, you know.
Christmas isn't about that. It's about
what? The birth of our Lord and Capricorn, Gigi Christ? Yeah. What's it about?
No, it's about, celebrating times with the family. I don't know. Doesn't matter. Was there a tree involved?
We didn't have a tree.
No tree.
You smoked them.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, Did you watch something?
Usually when something's funny, you laugh. You don't just go, oh, that is funny. Straight face.
I'll laugh more at that than...
I bet you fucking giggle, you dick.
All right. I'll give it up.
See me giggling at your fucking horseshit, you fucking asshole.
I missed one thing. Yeah, keep popping your toy.
I haven't stopped popping since you handed it to me, folks.
It's true. Once you pop, you can't stop. Yeah, you're going to have to throw that out because it's going to smell like whatever Lewis's fingers touched.
To be honest, I think why that would curb someone like Hitler is because there's a certain mindfulness that has to take place to continuously do that over and over.
Yeah.
And it just, you can't do other stuff.
I can. I've been podcasting for a time at a very high level.
I'm not saying that.
It actually kind of helps. Like when I podcast, I'll go like this or whatever. You play with something so you're...
Dude, how the booth. You guys are doing great today, dude.
I just went like this.
This is my new thing, dude.
The cool.
Dude, a mini heil. Dude, that's what you gotta do it. Dude, honestly, that's what a salute is.
Yeah, it really is.
They don't have the balls to heil.
Yeah.
So Americans are like, yo.
Yeah.
It's like this.
Yeah, dude.
It's like a retarded shark fin. It's a little half heil, dude.
Heil. The salute used to be this and a wink. Used to be. You get it.
You know.
I do one of these like, oh, too slow.
Brendan, what you snacking on Christmas edition? You went home for the holidays?
What am I not snacking on? I've gained about 40 pounds.
Girlfriend's house? What'd you do for the holiday?
Me and my lady, we went to my uncle's place.
So, like, me and Brendan, I'm like, dude, you're dating a chick too hot for you. I'm dating a chick too hot for me. It's just the way fucking life got to be, baby boys.
Every girl I date is too hot for me.
That is also true.
Humble. what I had, oh man, it was great. But what I was snacking on was these.
That pussy. That, hell yeah. That's why she likes you, dude.
There you go. You're getting the giggles out. I was eating her ass. I had those vanilla pretzels, you know what I'm talking about? Like the vanilla fudge covered pretzels with peppermint sprinkled
vanilla
on
it. Covered pretzels.
Yeah.
White chocolate.
With peppermint.
White chocolate.
Oh, so Christmassy chocolate covered pretzels.
Yes.
I don't mind.
It was so good, dude.
I don't mind a little bit of peppermint thrown into my treat.
Yeah, I like it just enough.
Only
just
on
a little
Christmas,
bit.
Though.
If they did that in June, I'd
kill somebody.
Yeah. And you don't need peppermint any other month.
It's fucking crazy. Imagine you eating a candy cane in October.
Yeah.
What? Psychotic, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Dahmer, I bet, liked candy canes.
Giving
out
candy canes
on
Halloween.
Dude, imagine going
to jail.
Yeah. You go to the beach and someone's like, I brought candy canes.
The peppermint frosty's not bad, though.
Well, of the candy cane?
No. Wendy's has a peppermint frosty.
And they make it during the summer.
Or, no, for Christmas. Yeah.
Who's getting a frosty? Zach, you need to chill, dude.
I just wanted the frosty.
Frosties in the winter, you need to chill, dude.
It's delicious.
It's so cold.
I've eaten ice cream this week. I can't even say that I haven't.
Well, you're dead inside.
Yeah. You didn't even celebrate Christmas.
Yeah, you didn't. It's a sad thing.
That's sad.
You really made us sad. You bummed us out when you said vegan.
Yeah, you go.
I'm sorry that this job has made me alone.
Dude, that fucking really bummed me out. Yeah, you're like vegan Thai. I don't want to say anything. I move right on the burner. Like, he's gonna be fucking
no tree. Oh God, what?
Candy,
no tree.
Candy cane covered chocolate.
Tell us about the joy you're shoving in your face, please.
So what else? What'd you have for dinner? What was this?
Ham. Like like ham. That ham with the dry skin around it.
You are what you eat, Brenda.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I was actually the one on the table with an apple in my mouth.
Hell yeah.
Dinner is ready. My asshole's sticking out.
You look so much like a holiday ham.
For sure.
That's literally what you look like.
You That's my Christmas
is,
album.
Dude, you naked is so hamish.
You really should get pineapple slices tattooed.
If you get a pineapple slice tattooed on your butt, I'll pay for it. It's so funny.
With the cherry in it?
Dude, it's
I can't
so
turn
funny.
Down a free tattoo.
I was like, if you do it, I'll get one too.
No, that, but you look like a ham.
I know, but it's hilarious.
I think it's something more offensive towards you and your culture.
Like a fish in an ice cube.
She's not really an Eskimo.
Ham, Brussels sprouts made a very important appearance. Those were good. Yeah. Chicken francis. That was good.
Yeah.
Sausage, all that shit.
Who made this meal?
My family.
Your family.
My family.
Dude, I wish my fucking family knew how to cook. Yeah. I can't wait to get to mine, which is that. I'm going to go with Zach.
Dude, my mom has zero idea how to cook. She used to like heat up burgers in a microwave and feed
to
me. Yeah.
Who cooked the meal?
The burger? Oh, my aunts and uncles.
Okay, so then what's up?
Not important. But I am interested. What is Zach snacking on?
Zach, what's
snacking
on?
I got a fucking killer snack from the last week or two.
Let's say.
Everything bagel cashews.
Everything bagel.
Now is that a cashew Joe's? That tastes like an everything bagel? Or
no, it's
is
like
that...
they're little genetically modified bagels. Yeah, the shape of cashews. Yeah. It's like it's crazy.
Oh, I was just eating bagels by the fistful. Saying. Trader Joe's makes it, but I got like
the generic
version.
What are you snacking on?
Go-pop.
Bagels.
I think it's called like everything needs is like it's like the generic brand. But yeah, it's exactly cashews with everything about. Bagel seasoning.
Oh,
phenomenal.
Awesome.
I have a
that's
jar of
awesome.
Everything bagel seasoning in my kitchen cupboard.
I have a jar of everything bagels.
Just shoved into a jar.
Everything bagel seasoning's bomb.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
And solid. On cashews, fucking phenomenal.
Solid. My entire week has been a nightmare.
Okay.
It's just been nonstop.
Mm-hmm. Nonstop eating.
Just nonstop eating. Every day it's been something new.
That's fine. That's fine. You give yourself that, and then you go, all right, I'm getting back on the horse.
Yeah, Thursday night.
And the horse is like, get off, fatso.
I'd get back
holy
on the
shit.
Horse.
One at a time.
I back, actually.
One at a time.
Fuck it. Oh, fuck, dude. Where did I go Thursday night?
Yeah.
It was my last night with my chick. Oh, we celebrated. We went to like a really nice restaurant on Wednesday.
Sure.
Then on Thursday, we went to see a Broadway show. And afterwards, we went to like a really nice like rooftop fucking place with fucking, fucking chick. You got to take chicks nice places. You can't fucking. And she's only in town for a few weeks. So I want to take her to. And it was,
give
it was,
her a reason to dress up.
Yeah. It was our holiday dinner or whatever. That was fine. So when you're eating like nice food, I don't feel as bad. But then it started to really fall apart.
Why?
Friday comes.
Because then she was gone and he could be the animal that really lives inside
yes,
him.
Yes. Yeah. So she's like a fucking, she's a dancer and she's eating salads. And I'm like, you know, like, dude, I drink water around her. I hate water. I fucking hate
I love water
so much. Dude. Oh, I hate it.
Why?
It doesn't even fuck you up. Like, why do we have this thing?
How many of these do we have to drink to get
it's crazy,
twisted.
Dude. It's fucking wild the amount of water you got to drink like an asshole, dude.
It is.
Eight bottles, they say.
It's crazy, and I just don't do it. I drink a ton of coffee.
Me too.
If I'm at a meal, all I want is a Diet Coke, and there's nothing fatter than a Diet Coke.
Yeah, it's like, just go all the way.
Yeah,
you're just saying, like, hey, I'm a fat piece of shit.
Yeah.
And I know it. And I know it. I want everyone to know that I know that I'm a fat piece of shit. Hello.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know I'm out of control. Like, I still need the soda, though.
I need the sugar. I need whatever is in this.
Diet Coke, it's sadder than regular soda. Somebody drinks
just
a Coke.
Coke Zero.
Somebody, nah, because you could trick everyone into believing that it's a regular Coke. Yeah, yeah, but yeah. It's the same shit, dude.
I know.
I judge people who drink Diet Coke in public, and I do it too. If I drink a Diet, you'll never see me drinking a Diet Coke in public.
But when I get a Diet Coke, Lewis will pour half of it into a glass every fucking time.
Oh, really?
I love it.
The other day I had one out on the counter, and Lewis, not a word to anyone, just walks and sees it and pours half of it in a cup and starts drinking. I went, that's not yours. And he went, oh, I was going to ask. That was his justification, was he thought of asking.
The fizziness. It's better than Coke. I've drank so much of it at this point that it tastes better than Coke to me.
No, it's got a better bite.
Yeah, see, I'm
Coke
opposite.
Is so good, dude.
Coke is main vein pure. And if you can get a Mexican Coke, like, I'll butt chug that shit.
Mexican Coke is
Diet
great.
Diet Coke is disgusting.
A Coke out of a glass bottle and a Mexican Coke, yes.
Every time I
incredible.
Every time I take a sip of a Diet Coke, I go, like, I don't even like it that much.
It's not
but
good.
Coke, I'm like, I'm going back in.
It's like burning your nose.
Yeah. Yeah. My the hairs on my butt.
He's tripping down the sides.
Sagalo, easy on the Pepsi. Sends Zach back when they making noise.